The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show live. We're streaming live on Twitter and Periscope as we do every Sunday night. It's chapter 1, verse 32. It's March 11th, 2018. Welcome to everyone listening, watching. Whether you're listening to the free audio version on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or Stitcher or iTunes, whether you're watching the streaming video, whether you're watching on YouTube later or Facebook later, or if you're watching on Patreon, shout out to our patrons. If you want to see the full two-hour show we do every Sunday night on video, the full two-hour video, you got to be a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Of course, the audio, as I said, will always be free. You don't have to worry about that. And we're here every Sunday night, as I said, live. A lot of shit to get to tonight. You can find me on Twitter at stonerjesus420. You can interact with me during the show, like I set up on Periscope as well. I have the web version of Periscope up. I see there's a lot of people watching, but I don't think it brings up the comments very well. I don't know. I'm not an expert on the web version of Periscope as opposed to the app version, which I'm not going to fucking go through the trouble of pulling up. Excuse me. I'm not going to go through all that. So it is what it is. If you comment, tweet me. I'll see that, I'm sure, as long as I remember to check. As I said, a lot of stuff going on tonight. The first hour of the show will be free on Twitter and Periscope. The second hour, of course, will record on audio and video as well, the full two-hour video for patrons. At patreon.com/stonerjesus420, we got some more stuff from St. Peter tonight. Actually has a list of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. You know that will be good. Also still coming up in the first hour. We have a ton of stories, mortar sex toy, lawyer boob picture, dumb dog, smoking orangutan, just all kinds of shit going on. Along with the list. Also, I put a video up on Twitter at StonerJesus420 and also on our Facebook, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. By the way, if you want to join the group for the show or our group of hardcore fans for the show, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Yes, the hearts. I see the hearts on Periscope. That's why I love to see a lot of shit. It's very important. Why? I have no idea. See, if you have a lot of hearts, you're a very important person. That's how it works. They go to your Periscope, see I have only 21,000 hearts, they think I'm not a good person. I need more hearts. So people look at that and say, hey, that's Stoner Jesus. He's a good fucking person. That's why I need more hearts. I can't do it without you all. It's imperative that you just keep sitting there hitting your fucking phone like some maniac. Anyway, as I said, I posted a video up on Twitter and on Periscope. Not on Periscope, but on Twitter and Facebook about the tattoo I'm going to get if we get the 10 patrons on Patreon. I know what you're saying, Stern Jesus, that's not a lot of patrons. Well, I've been having trouble on Patreon, you know. I'm not one to say that what I do here is important. It's entertainment. If you want to shell out money for entertainment, get the full video and the archives and all that stuff and all the chapter and verse versions of the show on video, that would be awesome of you. If not, it's not a big deal. In any case, I'm still here. I'm still doing it, and if we get the 10 patrons, Let me get the Stoner Jesus Show logo right here, tattooed on my arm. I'll play that video that I posted before we go to our first break. By the way, new sponsor, go check out their banner at stonerjesus.net, Pippler Tissues. All of our sponsors on stonerjesus.net, they are what keep the show going. You know, the Patreon and everything else, all the other things I do, doesn't add up at all anywhere close to our sponsors. Go click their banners on stonerjesus.net. They support us, so go support them. Also, for the end of hour one in the free stream, I'll play some Web Wisdom, a little video that I play to get you maybe looking at an issue differently than the way you've been brought up, the way you've been told. Just keep an open mind. If you don't want to watch it, well, then once Web Wisdom starts, the fucking free stream's over, you can go away. I would rather you don't. I would rather you get some wisdom, maybe think about an issue in a different way. But if you're not up for that, that's cool. Sometimes I don't feel like that shit. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, no, fuck that. I don't want to hear about that shit. It's done. The show's done. I'm done. I'm leaving. Anyway, so I'm going to play that tattoo video. A bunch of other stories, as I said. Second hour. Fuck, we got more stories. Also, some gay news. And my classic interview. Forgot to write it down. It was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done with Mr. Skin. You know Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. Been on a ton of shows. Howard Stern for decades. He's been on there. Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. At the end of the second hour, I will play that classic interview. So for those of you who are listening on hour one on the podcast, you have that treat awaiting you in hour two. If you were listening to hour two and you came back to listen to this, thank you and welcome. Welcome to everybody who's watching. Ton of people watching on Twitter and Periscope. Thank you, motherfuckers. You're awesome. This is for you. This is a salute to a ton of people in here. A ton of people watching. I know I've harped on this story before, but if you're new to the show, you don't know. Anyway, if you're wondering where to get this hat, makecannabisgreatagain.com. It's Marijuana Times. Check the Marijuana Times show. Excuse me. Marijuana Times show. Search it on YouTube and Facebook. Anyway, before we get to the mortar sex story, I do have to get to the mortar sex story. It's very important. I can't forget the very important things that I have going on. Anyway. I know that doesn't play very well for the audio people. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying. My little thing's frozen up here now. There we go. It's from the Sun over in the UK. Let me make sure that this, that's muted. Sometimes I bring up this other screen and all kinds of shit's going on. Sex game horror. Drunk husband kills his wife. This is where the quote begins. Kills his wife by using a mortar bomb as a sex toy. A mortar bomb. It was inactive, apparently. It did not explode, as I thought when I first read the story. I first saw the story. I thought, hey, it exploded in her vagina, and that's horrific, and that's a story I got to do for the show. But no, that is not what happened. Ruben Valeria Cornejo from Peru has reportedly been arrested on suspicion of murder after allegedly inserting the explosive inside his wife. And apparently they take pictures of this stuff. Like they put in like a video slideshow for your convenience if you want to go watch it. thesun.co.uk. I don't think I want to get that graphic right now. I don't think I'm into that. But where's this picture come? Where's this picture come from with the husband? Was there people there taking pictures that within the story? Everything about this story seems fake as shit. Let me put that out there. It's what we're all thinking. It's what I thought the first time I read it. It's why I think even more now than I'm looking at it. It just seems fake as shit. There's a lovely couple, if you're watching the video. Man told police he could not remember much about the evening, but says he recalls his wife asking him to use objects from their home as sex toys. He claims he fell asleep and only realized what had happened when he woke up to find his wife unresponsive. Police officers investigating the case reported they found the mortar with bloodstains and pubic hair on it and a handbag among other sex toys. It was around 16 inches long and 2 inches wide, the implication being that it was so huge that it killed her. It's a very incomplete story. I guess that's supposed to be the mortar right there. I don't know. There's a lot of pictures of this. A lot of pictures. An inordinate amount of pictures. I guess everybody in Peru has a camera too. And there's the police pictured. Painkillers were also found and is believed they were used to control the pain. Apparently these people were drunk. They were all fucked up on painkillers, doing all kinds of crazy shit. And, well, this woman died because of it. So that's the murder sex story. I know you're wondering what the fuck I was talking about. When I first read that, I thought, wow, they used a live mortar and it exploded inside this woman. And how fucking horrific that would be. And indeed, be extremely horrific. But that's not what happened, thankfully. Well, I mean, I say thankfully, I guess it really doesn't matter, does it? Either way, she's dead. She's not going to be any more dead one way or the other. Apparently, she died in her sleep. Explosion would be instant. I don't know. I could talk about this all night, but I'm really not going to because it's weirding me out, to be quite honest. It's weirding me the fuck out. So anyway, I'm going to play this video that I've put on Twitter and Facebook, the tattoo patron challenge video, whatever. I've got the show logo tattooed on my arm on video for patrons. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Reach our goal of 10. That will happen. So I'm going to play that going into break. Check out our sponsors. Go follow them. Be awesome like that. Click their banners on stonerjesus.net and check out their Twitters and just, you know, all that stuff. You know the stuff you need to do. Help a brother out. So coming up, we have St. Pierre's list of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. He sent it again. Sometimes he remembers and sends these things as voicemails. You know, he's not here. He hasn't been here for months. And it's very helpful. I just play the voicemail. That's fine. Sometimes he sends me disjointed text messages, just like 15 of them, and I got to put together some kind of coherent list out of that to read to you all. I don't know. I'll give it a shot. I give it a fucking shot. Also, but before that, stories about lawyer boot pictures, dumb dogs, and a smoking orangutan. Yes, I bring you all the pertinent information. And the pertinent news, and I also use big words while I do it. Fuck yeah. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 32. Again, if you want the full two-hour video of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. The first hour is streamed live and free on Twitter and Periscope. Hello to you people. We'll be back after this Dick Nuggets. Yeah, you see that logo right there, the Stoner Jesus Show logo. Do you want to see that get tattooed on my arm on video? I might even cry like a bitch. Who knows? I'm a fucking wimp when it comes to getting tattoos. If you want to see me get that tattoo on my arm, then become a patron over at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help us support the show, get great rewards. And when we get the 10 patrons, as it says right there on the bottom crawl, I will get the tattoo, the Stoner Jesus Show logo tattooed on my arm for patrons. Then, of course, I'll take the video later on. I'll put it up on Twitter and Periscope and Facebook and all that. But the first crack of seeing me get the tattoo, the logo on my arm, will go to our patrons at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We get to 10 patrons. That's going to happen. So get your ass over there and get it done. Like I said, who knows what's going to happen? I'm a wimp when it comes to tattoos. I might even cry like a bitch. That alone will be worth becoming a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420 and supporting the show. Become a patron today. That would be awesome of you. Go check out our Patreon page. Sign up. Get great rewards. Archives. All the video versions of the show. The chapter and verse video versions of the show. We're now a full streaming video show. You get all those videos and more over on our Patreon page. Go check it out. We get the 10 patrons. I'm getting that logo tattooed on my arm. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss that shit. So become a patron today.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitize banner on StonerJesus.net. Pipler tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol-free, which means it's not flammable, and it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. As I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pippler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes. They'll work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece, all in one wipe. Pippler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Shit, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Shit, yeah. What kind of fucking welcome is that? Shit, yeah, yeah. Welcome back. Show. What not? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 32. Streaming live on a Twitter / Periscope. Those of you listening another time, the podcast or on Patreon or whatever, thank you for doing so. We do the live stream on Twitter and Periscope every Sunday night, sometimes around 7:30, sometimes around 8, sometimes like tonight is closer to 9, whenever, man. So what's amazing about this technology, and in a show that I said, I think I started this thought earlier, then I got sidetracked, a show I said would never be on video. I said it many, many times. Go back into the archives on Patreon, you hear me saying it. It'll never be a video show. It'll always be audio only. And yet here I am on video. You're like, well, Stoner Jesus, are you some kind of fucking liar? You some kind of fucking bullshit artist? Some kind of scam artist trying to pull the wool over our eyes? I'm not. But sometimes they're the prevailing winds. You got to go where the people are. And we get a lot of people listening and watching, streaming through the combined power of Twitter and Periscope, like 152,000 followers or whatnot. Whatever. So that's what we do. And that's how we do it. Now, we got a lot of stuff coming up, very important stuff. Because, like I said, I bring you the pertinent news. I tell you what's going on in the world that you need to know about, because it's very important. For instance, this story about lawyers getting boob pictures. That's right, I said boob pictures.
Utah State Bar emailed its entire mailing list with an invite to their 2018 spring convention, along with a photo of a topless woman. Welcome back to What's Trending. I'm Cheryl Lazar. Be sure to like this video and subscribe for more social media news daily. Every lawyer in the state of Utah received the email, of which the boob photo is certainly the most prominent feature. The story was reported late Monday by the Logan, Utah News, and despite the state bar's efforts to quickly apologize and move on, too many Utah lawyers think
they have the boobs blurred, but the boobs look pretty good. And you have to admit, if you're watching the video, they're blurred boobs, but they're still pretty good boobs, despite the fact that they are blurred.
Hilarious. Jeez Thomas tweeted, opened up that email in the middle of the house gallery and freaked out. My intern sitting next to me was laughing so hard. And another attorney texted the local affiliate, I can't circulate this fast enough. Hysterical. I get it. It's really funny because it's like boobs, what you're not supposed to look at in an email, only when you're looking at porn when you're bored in your basement when your wife's not looking, right, guys? They tweeted,
she got you guys burned.
Apologies to all who received an inappropriate email from the Utah State Bar. We are aware of the situation and are investigating the matter. And John Baldwin, executive director of the State Bar, said, we are horrified. We are investigating to discover how this occurred. Our goal is to find out what happened and ensure it never happens again. Yeah, because next time it better be some balls. Gender equality. They told reporters they weren't sure if their email list had been hacked or if someone internally had just done this intentionally or accidentally. It happens. Remember when someone pressed that button that we were having a nuclear bomb in Hawaii? It happens. People just running
a
mile a minute these days with social media.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Holy crap, that chick is annoying. Fuck. I'm sitting here thinking, what am I doing with my life? I gotta shut her up. I have to make her stop talking. It's next story. It's from HuffingtonPost.com. We are all these dumb dogs stuck in a storm drain. No, I'm not. I'm stuck in a fucking storm drain. I was talking about that last week. That gets on my nerves. Like they say, such and such is everything, or we are all this person. No. I don't get stuck in a storm drain. I'm not stupid like a stupid fucking dog stuck in a fucking storm drain. Anyway, three dogs with lofty ambitions for a grand adventure, a la Homeward Bound. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they set out. They're like, hey, fellas, this is going to be a grand adventure. So their trip cut short when they got stuck in a storm drain. That's right. You heard me. You see it right there in the pictures. Stuck in a storm drain. The pooches, all mastiffs, escaped their owner's yard in Golden, Colorado on Thursday with apparently grand ideas about the world beyond. I doubt it. I bet if we could read their minds what their ideas were, they weren't so grand. They were enjoying a little bit of freedom after they escaped their yard, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet. But they didn't make it past the county line. Ah, the fabled county line. Their freedom ended quickly when they saw a culvert, ventured in, and found themselves trapped underground. West Metro Fire Rescue got the dogs out and returned them safely to their owners. There you see another adorable picture of these stupid, stupid dogs. In response to HuffPost questions, the sheriff's office said, "We first need to get the owner's permission to release the dogs' identities, but assured us it is they are adorable." So I guess they can't give out their names to protect their anonymity because they're so stupid. These dogs are too stupid. We cannot release their identity. It's very important to protect. It's very important that we protect them. Holy crap. Staying with the theme of animal stories, because why not? We're on a roll. We're on a fucking roll, man. This is a pretty viral video. Most of you probably saw this, but you can see it again anyway if you're watching the video of the show. Sky got in trouble somewhere overseas, it'll say in the video. But overseas, he threw a lit cigarette into this enclosure where an orangutan was. The orangutan picked it up and started smoking. And everybody freaked the fuck out.
Is that a smoking orangutan? Sure looks like it. This is disturbing video of an ape that appears to be taking puffs of a cigarette. It happened at a zoo in Indonesia. In the video, a man is seen smoking. He then flicks the cigarette into the orangutan's exhibit, where the animal reaches out and picks it up. The ape puts the cigarette in its mouth, then sits down to enjoy a smoke. An animal activist who made the incident public says the man who threw the cigarette was in the wrong. In a statement to CBS News, a spokesperson for the zoo said, "We very much regret that such a thing happened."
For
InsideEdition.com, I'm Kelly Neely.
That's horrible. That's horrible. An orangutan smoked a cigarette. Everybody's losing their shit and freaking the fuck out because an orangutan smoked a cigarette. I don't know, man. I don't know. People just... They ignore huge fucking things and then they focus on little things like an orangutan smoking a cigarette. Maybe the orangutan needs a cigarette. Maybe he's being deprived of his rights by not being able to get cigarettes in his enclosure. Which, by the way, I mean, he's not in the wild or whatever. He's in this little pen. He's not even going to go get cigarettes. So the guy, this other bro, was doing him a favor, a solid, as they say. Flicked him a cigarette. It's not like you get lung cancer from one cigarette. By the way, I'm sure that this zoo has got more publicity over this than anything else has ever happened in that zoo. I don't even know the history of the zoo. Maybe an elephant trampled 20 people. I don't know. But did as many people see an elephant trample 20 people, or did they just see that orangutan smoking a cigarette? I bet that video has been seen 50 million times around the world. So, good for them and their new publicity. Coming up, St. Peter's List of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. And then we'll play some web wisdom. And then that'll be the end of the free stream. We'll continue on with the second hour. We'll record that, of course. Audio beyond stonerjesus.net. If you want to see the video of the second hour, you have to be a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. You can find the show and become a patron And that'd be awesome. Really help us out. Really help a brother out. Pretend I'm an orangutan and I really need a cigarette. Flick me the cigarette, brother. Flick me the cigarette, brother. Come on. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 32. St. Peter's list of ways. And it should be a good list. It's I read through the text messages. It's very discombobulated, but I'll do my best. List of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. That shit is coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Right. So hardcore, I need a disclaimer. It's mostly because I fucking cuss a lot, but still. Something, right? Something. Makes me feel kind of like a badass and tell people, you know, hey man, I got a disclaimer on Cannabis Radio. As far as I know, I'm still the only show on CannabisRadio.com that comes with a disclaimer. There's another. I'd like to know of it and engage them in battle. But I don't think, I think that's it. I think it's just me. Everybody else, there's a ton of podcasts, by the way, on CannabisRadio.com from Tommy Chong to Dr. Dina, Vivian McPeak. Just tons. I can't even list them all because I'll just miss most of them anyway. So just go find out, CannabisRadio.com. And of course, you find me there. I'm also on Stitcher, iTunes, all of those places. StonerJesus.net, though, if you want to really check out the show, find past episodes, information, check out our sponsors, links to all the social media, StonerJesus.net. Come check us out. So we're the dope shit or whatever. Whatever it is the kids say. The dope shit. I'm certain they don't say we're the dope shit. Time now for St. Pierre's list of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month. St. Pierre likes to do lists. He hasn't been here in months. He usually calls and leaves a voicemail. And that's really the best way, especially for the podcast, because most people listen on audio and don't watch the video or listen on video. Most people hear the audio only. So it's really a good, great way for him to interact with the show, be part of the show, leave a voicemail, do the list, I play it, and sometimes he manages to do that. But sometimes he just sends me a long series of disjointed and misspelled text messages, which I have to decipher and coalesce into some kind of list, tonight's which we're calling St. Pierre's List of Ways to Celebrate Women's History Month. The first way, he kind of combines the Confederate statue controversy that was months ago, but still, St. Pierre's never been accused of being really, you know, with it with pop culture and current events and shit like that. But in honor of Women's History Month, we replaced all the Confederate statues with statues of sandwiches. His next one on the list of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. Instead of holding the door open for a woman, make that woman feel empowered by holding the door closed. For her independence, to show her independence, to show that she doesn't need a man to hold a door open for her, hold it tightly closed so she can't get in. Find a hot chick. This is the next one, if you can tell. if you're not good at following St. Pierre's lists, tell a hot chick that she is ugly to her face in public. Because a woman and her brain is what matters. It's not her looks, you fucking misogynistic fascist fucking pig. It's not her looks that are important. It's her brain. So find the hottest chick you can on the street and look her right in the eye and tell her that she is ugly. Make her feel empowered. This next one, he was really jumbled and really misspelled. I think there's something along the lines of wear Marilyn Monroe t-shirts with her deep quotes on them. I don't know if he's being sarcastic about Marilyn Monroe having deep quotes, but that's, you know. His last one was pretty explicit, though. I did get this one. get your mom an erotic massage for Women's History Month. I think I assume when he says erotic, he means full finish, full happy ending for your moms for Women's History Month and celebrate it that way. I don't know if you get a gift card or a gift certificate. I don't know how that works. I'm not really up to date when it comes to erotic massages and how to procure them. Or even further than that, how to procure them for someone else as a gift to your moms. So that's the list of St. Peter's list of ways to celebrate Women's History Month. It's really incredible. I know we're a little early time-wise, but you know, it is what it is. That's the end of hour one. That's the end of the free stream. Thank you, everyone, listening and watching on Twitter and Periscope and watches the live stream of the first hour on Sunday nights. If you want the second hour on video, of course, patreon.com/stonerjesus420 is the place that you want to go to get that shit. If you want just the audio version, of course, stonerjesus.net, Stitcher. You know, if you want to go find hour two, it's on there. Go to stonerjesus.net. The link, hour one links right to hour two links to hour one. It's all very efficient. I've done a really good job at linking. I've got linking down. You know, so if you need a web builder that deals almost exclusively in linking, I'm your man. Old style, 1997, link web page. It's just links. It looks like it's the 90s. It'd be cool. Play a little grunge when they come on the site. Anyway, thanks everybody for checking us out. Chapter 1, verse 32. I said hour 2 is coming up. If you're watching this on Patreon, the video, just keep watching. If you're ending hour 1 anywhere else, go find hour 2 on stonerjesus.net or Stitcher or iTunes or cannabisradio.com. At a later date. And anyway, we're going to go out. This is a kind of tradition with some web wisdom. And in honor of Women's History Month, we have Christina Hoff Summers, a professor, talking about why she believes the gender wage gap is mostly a myth. And like I said, web wisdom is to get you to think about an issue maybe in a different way. Maybe you've been told all your life and you go with women make 77 cents on the dollar that a man makes and so on and so forth. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to see this issue in a different light. Maybe it's not. Maybe you don't give a shit. Maybe you're going to leave and that's fine. That's cool. If you want to have your mind opened, maybe if you've never heard this side of the issue before, that the gender wage gap is mostly a myth, check out this video from Christina Hoff Summers. That's the end of hour one. Thanks everybody for watching. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 32. See you all live. Every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope, at StonerJesus420. Come check us out. Yo! Peace, bitches!
Women in the United States and in Western Europe are the freest and most liberated in human history. In many ways, they are not merely doing as well as men, they are doing better. Women's emancipation is one of the glories of Western civilization and one of the great chapters in the history of freedom. So why, then, are those in the women's movement, such as the leaders and members of activist groups like the National Organization for Women, the professors in women's studies departments at our colleges, and many women in the media, why are they still so dissatisfied? These feminists hardly acknowledge women's progress. Yes, they concede that some advances have been made, but the fact that most women reject their activist brand of feminism and think of themselves as free is, for this crowd, proof of just how entrenched patriarchy and inequality truly are. Women are so oppressed, they don't even know it. Year after year, these activists make claims about women in violence, women in depression, women in eating disorders, women in workplace injustice, to support their views. Over the years, I have looked carefully at many of these claims, and what I have found is that much of the supporting evidence, mostly victim statistics, is misleading and often flat out wrong. Consider the issue of the so-called gender wage gap. How many times have you heard that for the same work, women receive 77 cents for every dollar a man earns? This charge is constantly repeated by feminist activists and their supporters. Yet it is so deeply misleading as to border on outright falsehood. 23-cent gender pay gap is simply the difference between the average earnings of all men and women working full-time. It does not take account for differences in occupations, positions, education, job tenure, or hours worked per week. Now, wage gap activists and groups like the American Association of University Women or the National Women's Law Center, they say, no, no, even when you control for these factors, women still earn less. Well, it always turns out that they have omitted one or two crucial data points. Take the case of doctors. On the surface, it looks like female physicians are clearly victims of wage discrimination. They appear to earn less for the same work. But dig a little deeper beneath the surface, and you find that women are far more likely than men to enter lower-paying specialties like pediatrics or family medicine than higher-paying cardiology or anesthesiology. They are also more likely to work part-time. And even women who work full-time put in about 7% fewer hours than men. Women physicians are also far more likely to take long leaves of absence, usually to start a family. Now, there are exceptions, but most workplace pay gaps narrow to the point of vanishing when one accounts for all of these relevant factors. Now, how do the women's advocacy groups react to this? They insist that women's choices are not truly free. Women who decide, say, to stay home with children or to work fewer hours or to become pediatricians rather than heart surgeons are held back by invisible barriers or internalized oppression. According to the National Organization for Women, powerful sexist stereotypes steer women and men toward different educational training and career paths and family roles. But is it really social conditioning that explains women's vocational preferences and their special attachment to children? Perhaps in the pursuit of happiness, men and women take somewhat different paths. And isn't it more than a little patronizing to suggest that most American women are not free, they're not self-determining human beings? And here is common sense proof that the male-female wage gap is untrue. If it were really true that an employer could get away with paying Jill less than Jack for the exact same work, wouldn't most employers fire as many of their male employees as possible and replace them with females and enjoy a huge market advantage? As a regular campus lecturer, I routinely encounter students who have fully accepted the feminist propaganda. American college women are arguably the most fortunate, liberated beings on the planet. Yet in their feminist theory classes, they're likely to learn that they are put upon and tyrannized by men. And the more elite the school, the more advanced the degree, the more likely they are to take such feminist propaganda seriously. But this doesn't have to continue. The time has come for young women to take back feminism, reform it, correct its excesses, repudiate the victim propaganda. Get rid of the women are from Venus, men are from hell storylines, and begin the arduous task of correcting almost three decades of feminist misinformation. And women who are plagued by workplace injustice or sexual violence will be best helped by truth and solid research, not by hysteria and hype. And as a final piece of personal advice for young women, appreciate and make good use of the unprecedented freedom that you have. I'm Christina Hoff Summers of the American Enterprise Institute for Prager University.